The bye week is over. It's time to go on a run.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. We're ready to get this week kicked off. The bye week is over, and we're obviously all ready for football. Last night in the live, we had a ton of folks log in to watch live, and I know they're all ready for some Auburn football. Again, I got called out for not having the button buttoned, so hey, if you check and see, we're buttoned up. We're ready to get this week kicked off. Look, it's time for Auburn to go on a run. They are a very, very good opportunity, a very, very gettable stretch of four games where Auburn can really put the hammer down and reel off some wins and build some momentum. And we're going to talk about those. We talked about it a little bit last night. We're going to go more in depth today. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Give them $200. They're going to give you another $200 back on top of it to play with. All the sports betting lines you can imagine, get you a little bit of Auburn. I think Auburn opened at 7.5 point dog at Missouri. I'm not sure which way that line's moved, so we'll see as the week goes on what the trends look like as far as that line goes. But they got college football, NFL, all kinds of stuff that you can bet on. Check them out, mybookie.ag. All right, so obviously, you got this next four stretch of games that I think are very gettable for Auburn and in a very, very prime spot to obviously maybe potentially go on a little run here. And it's something that's sorely needed. And it's very, very similar to last year. If you can remember last year, Auburn started, they won their first three games, and then they lost four in a row. And honestly, looked really ugly in most of the four losses, pretty much all four. And then went on a three-game winning streak where they won some games looking really good. They won some games where it was – or won a game where you had a big lead, then you kind of, you know, played in the mud a little bit and won ugly. And all that stuff's important. And I think that's kind of the situation that Auburn's in right now. The only difference is there's a huge difference in the team last year at this point in time and the team this year at this point in time. And it's that, believe it or not, records out the window. Auburn's playing so much better football right now than they were at this same point last season. Like, it's kind of crazy to think about. If you look at it from a statistical perspective, I mean, you're night and day better, a better program right now than you were at this point in time last year. You're giving up 50 less yards per game. I mean, playing really, really good defense and playing with a ton of young guys. So you're playing better defensive football, and you're doing it with guys that are going to be here for 2 to 3 plus years left that you can continue to build and get better and better and better with. So that's obviously a huge bright spot. And then you're gaining over 100 yards more per game, not close to 100 yards more per game in yards than you were at this point in the season last year. It's kind of crazy. Like, if I were to tell you, hey, Auburn, you're gonna give up 50 less yards and you're gonna average 100 more yards a game, you're gonna say, my God, we're 4-2 at worst, or 5-1 to start the season. But obviously, we know the stories: untimely turnovers, miscommunication, certain mistakes, balls going off hands, just kind of fumbling going into the end zone. Some freaky things have been going on that have led, obviously, to Auburn's destruction in several games. You're fifth in the conference in total defense. You're seventh in the conference in total offense. You're right there with some of the better teams as far as statistical outputs. looking like you could be a contender if you just look at the box score, you're like, man, this team's pretty good. This team's pretty solid. But you keep finding ways to lose games. You keep snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. So the thing is, again, when you compare this team to last year, right before this little run that the team went on last year, I just think Auburn's a better football team than they were last year. I really do. I mean, from top to bottom, I think you're a better football team. So now that you're in this situation, as unlikely as that run was last year, maybe it makes this one seem a little bit more likely, a little bit more doable. The only difference is you're not worried about, can you score? Can you keep them from scoring? You know, that was the worry last year. Can we move the ball at all? Like, we'll be able to move the ball at all. Will we be able to stop them? That's not the fear this year. The fear is, when are we going to make the big bonehead play? When are we going to make the big play that gets them back into the game or gives up the game? That seems to be the fear this year, because it's like, we know we're going to move the ball. We know we're going to make them have to drive. We know we're not going to typically give up big plays until, you know, that one big play or whatever. So you're just, again, you got to feel a little bit better even with the record going into this stretch this year than you did last year. It's just night and day as far as the football team goes. And I'm anxious to see. I know we're all – bye weeks for some reason – and maybe it's because I do a daily show now. It seems like it was a month ago that we played football. And I know when I was a college student and I was, you know, super into it, bye weeks were tough because you're just yearning for that next game. But this one seems like it's taken forever to get here. But now we're here. You're going to have your press conferences today where you'll finally get to hear from Hugh Freeze, kind of leading up to the game. You'll get to hear him twice today, I guess. I guess he'll do Tiger Talk tonight, and he'll do his press conference today around lunch. I'm sure there'll be some interesting questions. There'll be some interesting sound bites that we can take create a conversation about. There's going to be some questions about Alex McPherson. I saw some in the chat last night. Again, I think it's just something. His issue is something that he's going to have to battle with for, you know, maybe forever. But as far as this season goes, I think it's iffy. I know he was active. Maybe he was active the last game, but he obviously didn't play. You just don't know, man. That's just a tricky one. But yeah, you're going to get back into we're getting back into the routine of playing football again. after only 1 week off, you're going to get back into the practice, get back into the installs and all that good stuff and get ready for Missouri, who I think is very, very gettable. Before we talk about what we have to do what I want to see over the next three games, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Get your free custom portfolio analysis. Let Ford tell you if you're paying too many fees. Let Ford tell you if you're not protected from the IRS, let Ford tell you, let him know that there's this product that you may not be aware of that you're not taking advantage of. Like it's no risk at all to you. Even if you have something in play in progress, let him take a look at it. It's no risk to you. So check him out. Ford Stokes, tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. All right, what does Auburn need to do over the next 3 weeks? They need to run the daggum football. That's what we need to do. Auburn needs to run the daggum football. That's what last year at this point in time, Auburn really leaned on the running game and went on a run there where they rushed for that three-game stretch, they rushed for 186, 230, and 354. Okay, they were running the daggum rock. I remember Jarquez ripping off some big runs against Vanderbilt. They mixed it up really good against Mississippi State in the first half and then just kind of did whatever they wanted to do against Arkansas. It was but the running game is something that is crucial. That is something that is so crucial over the next three games, because two out of the three teams that you're going to play are very, very vulnerable when it comes to running the football. And then Kentucky plays pretty good. They're just a scrappy defense. They're always going to be scrappy. You're going to have to be balanced. But even still, you ran the ball on Georgia. If you ran the ball on Georgia at Georgia, you should be able to run the ball on Kentucky at Kentucky. But that's going to be the key. You know, there's been a lot of gripes. There's been a lot of complaints, understandably so at times. Jarquez's load has picked up over the last couple of games. And I think the flow of the game and time of possession and stuff like that limits his touches to an extent. But he needs to have somewhere between, you know, somewhere around 18 to 20 touches a game, whether that be all run plays, whether that be, 18 rushes and two catches out of the backfield, whatever it is, the guy needs to touch the ball 20 plus times, at least 20 times in a game. And I think that you got a really prime opportunity because you got some teams, like I said, that are vulnerable to that. And what's the best way to sort of get an offense going? The best way to, get the chains moving, be in better situations after first down, second and sixes, second and sevens, running the ball. That's the way you do it. It's harder to turn the ball over. It can open up the pass game. And I think it's something that when classically Auburn has struggled a little bit, they've leaned on the running game to help sort of build some momentum. And I'm really anxious to see if that's the case over this next stretch. There is a very Hugh, as much as he loves to throw the ball, his running game is pretty dynamic as well. His running offense is pretty dynamic as well. You watched it last year when we could not throw a forward pass, but we were still able to grind it out on, you know, able to gash people on the ground. It didn't matter who it was. If it was Alabama, if it was Georgia, we were able to gash them at times on the ground. So I'm expecting to see a lot more of that over the next couple of weeks. And I'm hoping that's what we see, because again, that's how Auburn's got to win these games, especially on the road. Think about going on the road to, you're coming off of a week, off of a bye week. Maybe you're a little rusty. You shouldn't be. You practiced the week prior. You practiced this week. You're going to have a full week of practice here. Maybe though that, you know, you're 1 week off with a game, you know, of a game atmosphere, really aggressively popping pads, things like that. Can the timing be a little bit rusty as far as the passing game goes? Who knows? But you know what's typically not is the timing on knocking somebody off the ball and running through tackles and making plays in the run game. I think that's going to be key for Auburn to be able to win these next four games. Run the football. Does not mean you have to completely shut down your offense where it's like, okay, we're just going to go man on man. We're going to run off right tackle, and that just is what it is, and we'll just see what happens. No, you can still have options. You can still have checks out of the offense. But what we need to do, I feel like, is make more of those options be run options. If it's run left, change it to run right, change it to the whatever gap that you got to run through, it doesn't matter. The deal is there just needs to be more carries. You got to have more. You got to feed Jarquez. You got to feed Jarquez and get him going, because heck, he's fresh. He's fresh and he's on pace to, you know, go over 1,000 yards. So let's get him some touches over these games and really, really get the train rolling. I think we can do it, man. I really do. Again, like I said in the last segment, you're playing better football. You got a vulnerable spot of the schedule. A gettable spot of the schedule. You just got to figure it out how to do it. And that brings me to my last point. It doesn't matter how you do it. You got to win, even if it's ugly. You got to figure out ways to win. That is the next step to take this younger team and become something that you can, you know, be some. That is the way you take this younger team and build confidence so that they can, you know, keep pushing and keep going for the next win, get that taste of it. Win ugly. Doesn't matter how it looks. I talked about it last night on live. Everybody's got players now. Everybody's got players now. So the whole, like, I know a lot of people laughed and Auburn fans laughed and the rest of the country laughed at Alabama for only beating South Carolina by 1 point at home. And typically if they mocked DeBoer for smiling coming off the field. Well, the thing is, South Carolina's got players, man. They got a tight end who's an NFL guy. They got a defensive end who's an NFL guy. Like, they got players. So everybody's got players. So it's becoming more and more like the NFL where, you know, they say any given Sunday. Well, any given Saturday, it seems like somebody can get knocked off. So you got to figure out ways to win. And I'll take a one-point win over a three-point loss playing good football all day long. I don't care. I don't care how you do it. Go back to the Mississippi State game last year. Auburn comes out absolutely on fire, 24-3 at halftime. And then in the second half, there were some weird breaks where Auburn kept getting pinned down inside their five. I think we had like three or four possessions in a row inside the five-yard line. So things could have gone terribly, terribly wrong there. Some of the stuff that's happened this year, some of the freaky stuff that's happened this year, things could have gone terribly wrong there. But you said, hey, let's don't be dumb. Let's just get the ball out and make them score and come back and beat us. And I think a lot of people, I may have even been in some conversations. I think some people asked Hugh in the press conference, why'd you go conservative in the second half? You know what I mean? And he explains, like, my God, guys, we're inside the five like three times in a row, and they're blitzing corners and doing everything they can to create a turnover. We're just trying to win the game. We're just trying to do what we can to win the game. And I think that's what this team has to do. They have to just figure out. It doesn't matter how it looks. I don't care about style points right now. Like, you just got to figure out how to win and get a taste of winning a game. Coming out like – they're putting their guts out on the line. They're playing hard on both sides of the ball. It's very, very deflating to do that and then not have anything to show for it. It's very, very tough to want to continue to go run for 7 yards a carry and run hard and not come out with a win. It run the routes the way you have to run it. Keandre Lambert-Smith, like, doing what he's doing, having the games he's having, it's very tough to keep that intensity up every single game and not have any wins to show for it. You know, people love stats. Guys love stats. But at the end of the day, they love wins too. They love wins more. Like, even though football is becoming more individualistic versus team-oriented, as it you know, used to, it was all about the team, and it does seem it's become more individualistic as NIL and all this stuff has come into play, but still, they want to win. That's why you do see, there's a handful of kids that are starters that may leave a team because they want to go win. Now, it's very rare that it's actual starters that do that when it's not a coaching change and they just leave to go to sort of like a lateral to a little bit step up move. If they're in line to start, that doesn't typically happen, but sometimes it does. Kids want to win. So figure out ways to win, even if it looks terrible, even if it looks ugly. Who cares? At this day and age, in the game today, who cares? Win the football game. That is the only thing that matters. Like I said, Mississippi State last year was ugly, but you won. Vanderbilt, you threw a pick six, but you won. Arkansas, you threw a pick six, I think, but you won. You pretty much dominated them in every phase. You know, Alabama last year, it was an ugly game. I think Thorne had pedestrian passing day, and you're one play away from winning the game. Like, those you got to win those games when you're playing that way. And even if the style points aren't there, if you can win it, that can build some momentum. So I think that's the biggest thing, is like, don't worry about how it looks. Don't worry about the box score. The box scores have been fine this year, but the scoreboards have not. So let's figure out how to just win a game. Let's go to Missouri. one possession at a time and figure out how to win the daggum game. I think that should be the theme of this week. Figure out how to win the daggum game. That's all. And it doesn't matter how you do it. So let's see what happens. Let's see what Hugh has to say today in his press conference. Let's see what develops over the week. There's some interesting injury storylines going on with Missouri that could be very, very impactful on the game on Saturday. We'll see how those play out and definitely talk about those throughout the week. But guys, I really appreciate those for jumping on the live last night. I appreciate everybody for hanging in there through the bye week and the bye week content. We're back at it talking some football. So again, y'all have a great week and we'll get back after it. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and we're actually buttoned up. So get off my back. We're buttoned up, ready to go. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.